everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 6:14, Brock Hunter.
Hi, top of the morning to you.
Yeah, can it be a great day? That we got going on? So we're
it's
doing
too cold for leprechauns,
yeah,
man.
This is. They don't like that. It's because they the snow is much higher on them than it is on us.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my favorite leprechaun joke. You know why leprechauns giggle when they run?
Why?
Because the grass tickles their nuts.
Should be snow nowadays.
Yeah, now they can't. I mean, it goes up to their chest. That's why you don't see leprechauns in cold weather areas. That's it.
Is that the reason?
Yeah, it's the snow is too tall. See, it's a leprechaun trying to get through a snowbank. It ain't going to happen, man.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough for you to get through a snowbank, too.
Why don't you shut the hell up? You know,
get it, because
you see me struggle over one snowbank, and now I'm the short guy who can't get over the snowbank.
Step over it. Step.
It was high. I needed to go around. You're a real piece of trash. You know that? How dare you? Why do I have an image now of like two leprechauns and me, like just
struggling to get over the snowbank to get to you wherever
to
you're going?
You to the point where you get your chest just high enough on the ledge, and then you're kind of like trying to kick your legs up, but there's nothing to put your legs on because I get it, Hunter.
It's not even a snowbank. It's the road curb, for God's sake. Come on.
You're a real bastard. Me and my leprechaun buddy's going to beat the hell out of you. That's what's going to happen. Anyway, well, now that that's out there, should we
now
do...
Now that you're sad.
Yeah, now that I'm sad, should we do your WTF of the day?
Yeah, why not?
You bastard!
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Two female roommates in Florida were arrested on Monday after allegedly perpetrating a, quote, glitter attack on a male victim.
Really?
According to police, 29-year-old Sarah Franks and 27-year-old Caitlin O'Donovan were outside the man's residence at 3 a.m. and began arguing with him while he was standing on his fenced balcony. It's unclear what they were arguing about, but they began throwing glitter at him. One of the women jumped the fence and threw more glitter. Then she made her way into his apartment, opened the front door so the other woman could enter and throw more glitter at him.
Wow.
They ran off.
You know, honestly, if you think about it, it's a pain in the ass.
Dude, there's no glitter is one of those things. It is the herpes of the craft world. Okay.
What is it? And why is it so? I don't know. People love glitter for some reason.
I hate it. I hate birthday cards, anything, decorations that have glitter, strippers and their glitter that have been getting men in trouble for millennia.
Since day one.
Yeah. Yeah. Come
on,
man.
Glitter in your car.
It's glitter
everywhere.
Who invented glitter? Hold on. Who invented glitter?
What's it even made of? It's just a bunch of ground up. What?
Machinist Henry Rushman. That son of a bitch.
Hell with you, Henry.
1934. Before then, glitter was made out of glass. Oh, good God. That sounds dangerous.
It sounds every bit of 1934, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so Henry...
People were wearing lead makeup, too.
Yeah, it's great. I put some glitter on my chest along with my lead makeup, and I looked so beautiful.
Why did I only live till 42? That's weird.
But yeah, long story short, they ran off. Cops found them. The reason they found them, though, is great. Because they left a trail of glitter that led to their vehicle.
Just follow the glitter, man.
Both roommates were hit with felony charges of burglary with assault or battery. Let's see. Oh, their mugshots.
Must have been a lot of glitter, man.
Even a little glitter is too much glitter.
It's too much.
Seriously, if you open any kind of package and like the wrapping paper has glitter on it, your birthday's ruined. You got glitter on you for 6 months. Done. It's unbelievable. Yeah. So
I just don't understand. You gotta put glitter on everything, huh?
Like, where would anyone be happy to have like a handful of glitter involved in whatever they're doing,
maybe
right?
In the back of a strip club. Like, if you're getting ready to go on stage,
Yeah, but even then, though, right? Like, the strippers, unless they have some way, that's what we need to do. We need to talk to strippers. Be like, all right, how do you get this stuff off? Okay. Because I am going home after this, and my wife is going to be pissed. All right. If I show up at home one more time with glitter on my collar, I'm done. I'm done for. She's leaving. She's taking the kids. She's gone.
I just keep telling my wife it's from like 96. I just can't get it off.
Can't get it off. I went to this birthday party at Sky Zone and there was glitter there.
Sky Zone.
I was 12.
Can't get it off.
Can't get it off. I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. No, it's not from a stripper named Chastity. Okay. It's from that birthday party at Sky Zone. Anyway, there you go. The Glitter Bandits behind bars. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.